NRI reveals concerns about ag land development. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The latest national resource inventory for non-federal land shows significant reduction in soil erosion on cropland and a dramatic increase in developed acreage. In fact, almost as much U.S. farmland as West Virginia has been developed over the last 25 years. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
The latest edition of USDA's National Resource Inventory for Non-Federal Lands shows about a 43% reduction of total cropland erosion in the U.S. from 1982 to 2007. And while Undersecretary Harris Sherman notes that is indeed great news, he adds,
"The report tells us that between 1982 and 2007, 40 million acres of land were developed in the United States."
Sherman says this comparison statistic brings the significance of cropland development over the last quarter century to light.
"That is one-third of all land ever developed in the lower 48 were developed in the last 25 years.
So what does this mean?
That has to tell us something about land use, about sprawl, about what is happening adjacent to America's urban areas, which we obviously need to take note of."
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Other information put out from this survey is as follows. There is a greater efficiency on dairy farms today, with farms only feeding 63 pounds of feed per 100 pounds of milk compared to 1980, when it was 110 pounds of feed per 100 pounds of milk. Soil erosion is also in decline, with 7.3 tons per acre in 1982 compared to 3.9 tons to the acre in 2008. For additional information about the NRI, please visit www.nrcs.usda.gov. Have a safe day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.